king, or anyone else. Lawyers pursuing the civil action on behalf of the 21 say they are determined to knock down the defensive wall that the parent club have erected in order to protect its reputation. On the walls of the main meeting room at Thompson's Solicitors in Glasgow's Bath Street are framed photographs of trade union banners from the glory days of the Scottish Labour movement. They are a reminder that much of the law firm's work concerns industrial injury. They have sought compensation for retired workers from shipyards, docks and building industries whose lives were blighted by asbestosis. In recent years, Thompson's has taken up the fight for the survivors of child sexual abuse. Patrick Maguire, a veteran of industrial injury cases, is the senior lawyer in the Boys Club case. When you look in the archives at the Celtic View, you see regular processions of Boys Club players on the field in front of crowds at Celtic Park, Maguire said. It is obvious there was no distinction whatsoever. The club's in-house newspaper talks about the Boys Club being part of the Celtic family, and one former manager described the youth side as the base of the pyramid of the entire club. For the survivors and their families, the long fight for justice has been punishing. Michelle Gray and her mother Helen say they have been subject to a campaign of intimidation over the last 2 years for daring to speak out against the club. The threats started when they attended Talbot's second trial in 2018. One big man among Talbot's supporters outside the courtroom even said out loud that my mother and me were dirty, lying bastards. This was in October 2018, she recalled. This was Talbot's second conviction, and there were still people turning up to support him. We were stared at and heard them say that Andy was a dirty, lying bastard, even though my brother was already dead. The trolling and social ostracization of the Gray family has continued. Michelle's car has been vandalized. When we went public and said we were joining the civil action against Celtic, I received a death threat on the phone. The level of abuse on social media over the last few months has also been appalling. People have even blanked my mother, who is in her 70s, on the street. For Gordon Woods, the toll of this battle for justice has been enormous. Since this all began in September 2019 with me contacting Thompson's, I've gone from weighing 75 kilos to 55 kilos. I went to the doctors, got all kinds of tests, and the results came back. There was nothing physically wrong with me. The GP agreed it could only be one thing, pure stress. But the stresses and pressures are not going to stop. I have been quiet for 50 years, so I am not going to stop now. I am not going to be silenced by anyone anymore.